The first major revival of the 1950s musical Flower Drum Song is a big hit in Los Angeles. It's been playing to packed houses since it opened last fall at the city's Mark Taper Forum. That's surprising because the Rodgers and Hammerstein Broadway musical had all but disappeared after it was made into a movie 40 years ago. A new story by a contemporary playwright has given new life to the musical. NPR's Renee Montaigne reports.
It's hard to get through high school without seeing a production of Carousel or Oklahoma or The Sound of Music. Old-fashioned, sure, but musical theater classics. The trouble with Flower Drum Song is that it wasn't merely old-fashioned, but that it traded in out-of-date stereotypes. With its storyline of a mail-order bride and tunes celebrating a grown woman who enjoys being a girl, and of all things, Chop Suey, here sung by the original Broadway cast.
Chop Suey! Living here is very much like chop suey. Hula hoops and nuclear war, Dr. Salk and Georgia Gabor, Harry Truman, Truman Capote, and Dewey. Chop suey.
Playwright David Henry Huang.
Chop suey, a Western dish with Chinese ingredients, was sort of taken as a metaphor for the kind of crazy quilt of influences and cultures that is America. What's kind of problematic nowadays is you get a bunch of Asian Americans on stage and they're singing about chop suey, and it feels a little bit like, you know, a bunch of black performers singing about watermelon.
David Henry Huang is best known for his vastly more edgy M. Butterfly, the Tony Award-winning Broadway show that toyed with sexual identity and the West's vision of the East. As it turns out, though, Flower Drum Song had been something of a guilty pleasure for David Huang since he saw the movie as a kid.
What I liked about the original was that it had an actual romance between an Asian man and an Asian woman, which we still don't see today. It had a virtually all-Asian cast in 1958 for the Broadway show and 61 for the movie, which was also unprecedented at the time. And where else, as a baby boomer myself growing up, did I get to see Asian Americans singing and dancing?
A few years ago, David Henry Huang began to wonder if Flower Drum Song couldn't be redeemed by adding depth to the characters and updating this story about a search for love amid a clash of cultures. And wonder of wonders, the notoriously protective Rodgers and Hammerstein heirs agreed. Ted Chapin is president of the Rodgers and Hammerstein organization.
My feeling was, you know, at the moment, Flower Drum Song is kind of sitting on the shelf collecting dust. And if somebody of David's reputation and talent has an interest in taking a look at it, why not?
The sound of the flower drum still threads through the show. But the drum is now brought from China in a leaky boat overloaded with desperate refugees. And the meek mail-order bride Mei Li has been transformed into a brave young orphan in search of the American dream, here played by Lea Salonga.
My father was arrested by the communists and died in prison. Before he went away, he whispered to me, "Take this drum, daughter, and never stop dreaming. For the more you dream, the more miracles you will see."
The one thing David Huang wasn't allowed to do was change the Rodgers and Hammerstein songs. So he figured out ways to cast the problematic ones in a different light. One example, the big throwback, "I Enjoy Being a Girl." Originally, the Americanized nightclub star Linda Lowe sang it cheerfully to her own reflection in a mirror. In the new version, Linda Lowe, played by actress Sandra Allen, sets up the song with an explanation. To the newcomer Mei Li, the playwright has Lowe saying,
"You're not in China any longer. No more tossing daughters into a well or selling us into slavery and foot binding. What was that all about? No, this is the land of opportunity." And then she begins singing "I Enjoy Being a Girl." And I think what that allowed us to do was kind of make "I Enjoy Being a Girl," you know, the number about if you compare living here and being a woman here to being a woman oppressed in a traditional Chinese culture, of course you would enjoy being a girl.
"I'm strictly a female, female, and my future I hope will be in the home of a brave and free male who enjoy being a guy, having a girl like me."
David Hwang and his collaborator, director-choreographer Robert Longbottom, figured out early on that the key to recontextualizing the songs was to place all of the action inside a single setting, the original Chinatown nightclub, which Hwang renamed with a broad wink, Club Chop Suey, which allowed Hwang to keep in the tune, Chop Suey.
Then you can have some fun with it. I mean, you can admit to the fact that it's a relic and it's a product of its time and it would be considered politically incorrect today or whatever. But I don't think we shy away from those things because it's very much a part of the legacy of that period. There was a whole chop suey circuit of clubs, kind of like the Cotton Club, but with Asian performers that existed in Chinatowns all over the country. And they did material that nowadays we would consider offensive, but at the time was possibly even progressive in that it created opportunities for these performers where they couldn't get jobs anyplace else. And it was a new way of presenting themselves to an American audience.
You know, I was once a starlet.
Really?
Down in Hollywood. They called me the queen of the Oriental crowd scenes. Whenever a Japanese village got bombed, that was me screaming. Oh, but glory like that can't last.
Actress Jodie Long in the new and, according to rave reviews, improved Flower Drum Song. It closes this weekend and is headed for Broadway next fall. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.